Luke chapter 1, verses 1 through 16. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Go. I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road. When you enter a house, first say, 'Peace to this house.' If a man of peace is there, your peace will rest on him. If not, it will return to you. Stay in the house, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house. When you enter a town and are welcome, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick who are there and tell them, 'The kingdom of God is near you.' But when you enter a town and are not welcomed, go into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that sticks to our feet, we wipe off against you. Yet be sure of this, the kingdom of God is near.'" This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. In 1776, I wonder if a secret mission message was sent out. Wanted: those who believe we must devise a plan for a new government in denial of English rule and taxation must be willing to go to any lengths to accomplish this necessary action. The United States Declaration of Independence is the statement adopted by the Second Continental Congress, meeting at the Pennsylvania State House in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, on July 4, 1776. The Declaration announced that the 13 colonies at war with the Kingdom of Great Britain would regard themselves as 13 independent sovereign states, no longer under British rule. With the Declaration, these new states took a collective first step toward forming the United States of America. The Declaration was signed by representatives from New Hampshire, Massachusetts Bay, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia. Have you ever wondered what happened to the 56 men who signed the Declaration of Independence? 5 were captured by British as traitors and tortured before they died. 12 had their homes ransacked and burned. 2 lost their sons in the Revolutionary War. Another had sons captured. 9 died from wounds of hardship of war. And others died in poverty. They signed and they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. in 1860, a want ad appeared in the newspaper. 75 riders needed, each of whom must exhibit excellent skills in the areas of horsemanship, shooting, bravery, endurance, and knowledge of the ways of the Native Americans. Prefer riders that are small and light, not weighing more than 110 pounds. Some circulars that were distributed advertised for Pony Express riders who are young, skinny, wiry fellows, not over 18, must be expert riders, willing to risk death daily, orphans preferred. During Jesus' ministry, he placed a want ad. 72 who are willing to attempt the stringent lifestyle to which they are called. No coin or purse, no credit cards then. No bag for clothes, let alone clothes. No suitcases to be packed. No extra shoes. No greetings, because at that time, Oriental greetings were long-winded and filled with protocol. And they must have a sense of urgency. In Luke, the commissioning of the 72 follows hard on the heels of several significant encounters. Jesus had just healed a boy by casting out unclean spirits. Then Jesus revealed again that all this portends not his glorification in some Hollywood sense, but his suffering and death, and by implication, the suffering and death of those who would follow him. Thus it is that the servant Messiah, as well as any who would be his disciples, must remain humble. What is amazing is that after all of this, plus after expressing stringent requirements for discipleship, there are still 72 who are willing to go out in his name to prepare the way. I was surprised when I looked up facts about the Pony Express. Did you know it only lasted 6 months? The work and sacrifice of the designers of the Declaration of Independence has lasted for over 200 years. For over 2,000 years. However, the work is not done. What's the purpose for Franklin Hill Church? Arizona, Georgia, North Carolina, New York State all know that Franklin Hill Presbyterian Church is the best church in the United States, according to Marilyn Barnard. It's not likely that you'll have to deliver something by horse, if any of you still ride. It's not likely that we'll be asked to give up our homes and our possessions. And it's not likely that we'll be tortured and killed for our faith. What is God asking us to do? Let me share a story about Jerry. Near the end of his college course, Jerry had a severe illness. For weeks, his life was despaired of. And when he did begin to improve, the doctors had to tell him that he could never study or work hard again. The most he could hope to do would be to stay outdoors and putter around. So Jerry began to putter. He grew some flowers. First he grew ordinary flowers, and then he grew flowers which no one else had been able to grow. He became, in an unofficial way, the garden expert of his small town. The care he gave to growing things brought an almost human response. Then he took the town trees into his care and became recognized as a tree surgeon of his community. A businessman remarked to him one day, "Jerry, don't you get sick and tired of cutting branches off trees?" "No, sir," Jerry replied. Then he laughed and added, "You see, I trim trees to the glory of God." Is there something prophetic in Jerry's scheme of living? Wouldn't it be wonderful if a time came when every person's profession was dedicated to the glory of God? The physician heals to the glory of God. The lawyer pleads his or her case to the glory of God. When business is conducted to the glory of God. When the home is ordered and the children reared to the glory of God. You think there would be a new approach if we did everything we did to the glory of God? Is even the smallest thing you do done to the glory of God? Can anyone tell by looking at you that you are a follower of Jesus the Messiah? You don't have to preach a sermon. But your words, your actions, your attitude will tell someone, here is someone who has his or mind on a better way to live. It seems to me that we are at a crossroads in our country. We can return to the beliefs of our forefathers, spiritual and governing. We can speak up when someone is on the wrong path. We can speak up when someone is being bullied. We can give when someone is in need. We can worship and pray and be present in the lives of those in need. As you look over the past week, what have you done this week to the glory of God? If you were to see a want ad that asked you to do the same thing that 56, 75, and 72 did, would you sign up? The Bible never says everything will be easy. Verse 17 in chapter 10 says, "The 72 returned with joy, even with sacrifices that were made, joy was the outcome." What has God called you to do? Do it to the glory of God. Is there some desert or some boundless sea where thou, great God of angels, wilt send me? Some oak for me to rend, some sod for me to break, some handful of thy corn to take and scatter far afield, till it turn shall yield its hundredfold of grains of gold to feed the happy children of my God. Show me the desert, Father, or the sea. Is it thine enterprise? great God, send me. And though this body lies where ocean rolls, Father, count me among all faithful souls. Let us pray. Surrounding God, Lord and Father of all nations, gathered with believers around the world, we raise our prayers of adoration and praise. Eternal God of everywhere, because beautiful feet have stepped upon mountains all over the world, your kingdom is greater than we know or understand. Author of all glad tidings, we give thanks for those who have and are giving themselves to spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. May we in all our steps share glad tidings in service, in praying, in giving, be found ready to do all to your glory. Amen.